Okay, I'd like to introduce our speaker, Jose M.
Good evening, my name is Jose. Will you guys please join me in the serenity prayer so we can get this meeting back in order? God, grant me to serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Well, like I said, my name is Jose, and I'm a very grateful member of Al-Anon. Thank you, Paul, for having me come and speak. And let me tell you, I love speaking. I love sharing. I love giving what is so freely given to me. And I'm not afraid of you. You know, I came from an alcoholic home. I came from a home that there was no love. No love. I never had a dad figure. I grew up by myself. And I came to this program 16 years ago. And my life changed. My perspective of life changed. And I'm grateful. You are in those, for the new eight guys, I'm gonna share my experience, my strength, and my hope. And believe me, I will not put you to sleep. I like to share about this program. When I came to the program, I was sitting all the way in the back. And I used to say, well, what are these people gonna show me? And the first time that I came to my meeting, they asked for volunteers if they want to bring cookies. And guess what? I raised my hand. And since that time, I'm still here. And not because I'm good, but it's because this program is good. This program will restore you to sanity. This program will keep you the desires of your heart. And it's a spiritual malady. The alcoholic drinks because that's the only choice he has. The Al-Anon controls because that's the only thing they know what to do. And I'm gonna open my heart to you because this program is a program of the heart. I don't know why, when I first came in, I fell in love. And today, if you notice that, there were only eight guys. And at every meeting in Al-Anon, what do we see? The hands going up of ladies. And there was not one single lady of Al-Anon as a newcomer tonight. So, if you think that this program is only for women, you are in the wrong place. you're in the wrong place. And I felt it when I first came in. You know, yesterday I went to speak to a nursery home. And just by seeing these people, I said to my heart, and I said to God, God, allow me to be humble, to learn what life is all about. Because I know that I'm getting there. Through this program, I found my wife. Through this program, my family is restored. I have a niece in prison through alcohol and drugs. And I went to visit her. And I was sharing with her about the program. And she says, Uncle, I don't want it. I'm not ready. You know, like when you have this program and you want to give it away and you meet people and you want to change them and you want to do what you can to give what is so freely given to you, but people don't want it. And what do I do when people don't want it? This is what I do. I pray and I meditate. And I believe serious in prayer and in meditation. And the only reason, that's the only thing that restores me to sanity. It's the only thing. And I got here very, very, very hostile, very angry, very sad. I was broken in pieces. But I said to myself, I'm going to give myself a chance to be different. And now, this program, I have friends all over. And this program has allowed me to be a friend, a sincere friend, a friend who has friends, a friend, you know, and I only learned this through doing panels, to carrying the message, and it's amazing, amazing. Today, I don't go to sleep alone. I don't go to sleep unhappy. I'm just love. But coming from where I came from is not fun. And I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. And there's times that I might feel lonely. And then as soon as I start meditating and I start thinking about people and I call them and I forget of what I'm feeling. You know, in one of our readings it says, you know, the world will give you what you give to the world. And I learned today that my world is big and it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. And that's only because I'm willing to pay the price. See, when I was a boy, I was punished a lot. I was beaten. I was really hurt emotionally, spiritually, physically, sexually. You name all those kind of abuse I went through. But through doing this program, through doing the steps, I bless you. I liberated myself. I became free. And that's why when I stand up and share, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I understand today that the fear is right here. It's not here. It's right here in my head. What did they say? Fear is appearance real? And it's not. I'm not afraid today. I'm not afraid. I'm a very nice person today. I'm a very kind person. I believe in myself today. I believe in myself. I want to be a great speaker. I want to be able to motivate people. I want to be able to inspire people. I want to be able to give what is so freely given. Because, you know, I was just talking to someone. And I told him, the whole thing about this program is about love. And you know, in love, it goes service. It goes caring for one another. And it goes everything in there. I don't have to do anything else. Because everything goes together. You know, everything goes together. I lost my dad through alcoholism. And he had, and Sally too said, you know, he had many girlfriends, but guess what? He died alone in his trailer. And I went to visit him to pay the respect. And as soon as I got inside to the room to see him, I cried. And I was already in program. And I cried for 10 minutes. And I said, no more. And since that time, I haven't cried anymore. Because of this program. See, working through my fear, working through my pain, I learned that it's okay. I don't have to be that kind. I don't have to be the victim. There's no victims in this program or in life. There's only volunteers. There's only volunteers. It's a, you know, this program, it talks about a change of attitude. When I do what I do, what is my attitude? What is my attitude working the steps? What is my attitude? Do what I do. Because if I don't change my attitude, nothing changes. Nothing. Nothing. And I learned that I can change. You know, the reason we tell newcomers, and you know, with all my respect, the younger people of the blood of this program, but let's not forget our leaders. Okay? Let's not forget our leaders. Let's not forget the people who have done this program. But it goes, you know, what these steps have done for me, they have disciplined my life. And this program is about discipline. And when we talk about discipline, not many of us like it. I didn't like it at first. But, you know, my sponsor said, Jose, if you don't want this, you don't have to have it. But I just can't work with you. And I got the click. I said, I have to do something about this. And guess what? It's an attitude. I changed my attitude. I have to. So the reason we share how we do it, it's because this is what works for us. This is what makes us be the people that we are. But it takes willingness, and it takes, you know, beyond what you're thinking. It takes a lot of work. It's not, you know, somebody said, oh, it's simple. No, it's not simple. It takes work. And it takes willingness from me. It's not easy. You know, with all the respect, you know, Bill W. and the other program, it says, you know, simple but not easy. A price has to be paid. And the price is that I have to let go of the past. Because the past is right here and it goes through my heart and it's right there. I welcome you, newcomers. I welcome you. But let me tell you, it's not going to be easy. And it's okay. I can pat you on the back, but I'm not doing you no good. And this program, it works. It has restored people to sanity. It has restored me to sanity. You know, when I first came in, I needed my sanity. I needed to stop blaming other people for what happened to me. Because I knew I was going insane. I couldn't relate to people. But when they start asking for people to be a service at a meeting, and I start raising my hand, little by little, I start working the program, and I start to feeling it that I wanted it. I wanted it. You know, my cerebral palsy is getting worse. But you know what? I'm going to die carrying the message. And thank God, you know, that my wife understands that. She's not from the program, but she understands that. And I respect her for that. I respect her. I have respect today. You know, but I didn't know I had those gifts. And I have gifts today that I share, that I treasure. You know, I left my punishing God. God doesn't punish me. God loves me so much, that He guided me to a program that if I work it, I will be different. And I am different today. I am different. You know, this year, I call the year of maturity. And what is maturity? To be a real human being. You know, our program says, worth of receiving love and keeping love. But it's going to take harder work because I have to work on the characters that I still have. I still have characters, but I'm working on them because I don't want to be the same person. I don't want to be the same person. I want to be a better person. I want to be lovable. I want to be kind. I want to be honest. I want to be just the person that my Creator wants me to be. I know that there's great treasures in store, but I have to do the work. You know, I told my sponsors, God is not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. If you do your part, He'll do His part. But you have to be willing, you know. And sometimes, just because I'm strong doesn't mean that I don't care for them. It means that I want them to get this program. I want them to work. Because it's work. It takes a lot of work, you know. I'm just so grateful, you know, so grateful. I never dreamed that I will grow up and speak to people. I never dreamed that I'd be in front of people. And today, you know, I enjoy doing what I do. I'm enjoying that, you know, but it doesn't come free. It takes what it takes, you know. You know, when my niece told me, because I call her once in a while, and I said, how are you doing? And she says, I'm okay. And I still said to her, you know, I'll be here if you need me. Because, you know, my sister, my mom, They don't know about the program. So they just go and judge her, put her down, talk bad to her. And I can't do that. I understand the disease. I understand the malady. I understand it. How? Because I come to meetings, I listen to people, I study about the disease, so I know. I know. And it's amazing. It's amazing what happens when you are just willing. You know, I want you to know, you know, and I love it, you know, let the love and peace of the program grow in you one day at a time. One day at a time. Wow. When I meditate on those words and I really think deeply, I said, I let the program rest on me. And then I start thinking, well, what do I have to do to let the program rest in me? Okay. First thing is change my attitude. Go and help someone. Meditate on a step. It's not easy. It's not easy. But it's possible. But it's possible. You know, 16 years of experience. Of experience. Because one thing that if you stay in the program, you'll have experience. But yet, with all the respect, they told me, Jose, if you're just going to sit at a meeting and not work the steps, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. And I said, why? They said, because you're just going to start judging people. You're just not going to be happy. And I used to sit in the meetings being all judgmental, being very critical towards others. But when I start working with me, and I said, okay, it's time to change. And it happened automatically by me doing the work. By me doing the work. And you know, came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. It could restore me to sanity. So what that means to me is, you know, what do I have to do for him to restore me to sanity? Okay. I have to be willing. I have to allow him. I have to pray. I have to meditate. I have to do the things that I don't like to do. And then restore to sanity doesn't mean that I'm perfect, but it means that I'm going to have a better judgment on myself. I'm going to be better towards myself. I'm going to be a different person. You know, when I speak to my wife now, you know, it's been 3 years for me since I don't know about a depression. It's been 3 years. Because sometimes you rest on your laurels, and sometimes you don't want to come to meetings and you start judging, but you don't, you know, you're going to see the same people and, you know, you want to do something else and, you know, and you just start thinking, you know, that you're okay. And then it doesn't work like that. You know, it doesn't work like that. You know, that's why my sponsor tells me, Jose, take your body and the mind will follow. Take your body and your mind will follow. I was at a conference on Saturday and I was there all day. And I was tired by noon. And I said, oh, I want to go home. So there was no way for me to go home. So I stayed. And I enjoyed the conference so much. I was so proud that I stayed because I listened to our new ideas. I listened to people that I love. I came out of there inspired. I came out of there happy. I came out of there with serenity. And that's the same. You know, I have a meeting that I go to. I have my home meeting in Studio City. And when Monday comes, I want to be at my meeting. I want to be there. I look forward to see the people that I see there. You know, and service is great. And you know, sometimes they ask people, the people want to, you know, because we bring food to the meeting. And it's like, you know, people, they've been in the program, it's like they're begging them. You know, they're begging. And people don't raise their hand. And, you know, I raise my hand. And the reason I do it, not to be seen by them, but it's because gratitude. When you're grateful, you give. When you're grateful, you do what you can because you're grateful. You're grateful. Now they think that I'm the chairperson of the committee for the greeting people because I'm raising my hand like every other week, you know? But it's, I do it naturally because it makes me feel grateful. I do it naturally. I don't want to raise my hand. And guess what? When you are at a meeting and there's a group conscience, it allows you to see your character defects. Your character defects. Because if you really want to go and see what real recovery is, go to a group conscience. Go to a group conscience. You know? And you'll see. Oh, they're not doing it my way. Because my idea is better. You know? Go to them. And then you really start seeing. But guess what? It doesn't matter, you know, like the tradition, like second tradition, you know, a loving God expressing himself and a good conscience. And it comes like it's supposed to be, you know. And guess what? The meeting continues and we come to a meeting. And if we have program, we forget. We forgive. You know, that's what I learned in life, that I have to forgive. I have to forgive. And it's not that I'm forgiving you. I'm forgiving myself. Because when I understand the disease, there's nothing wrong with you. It's me. It's my attitude. It's okay. They said that we are people who normally do not miss, you know? But we love each other because we understand. You know, we love you until you learn how to love yourself. We love you until you learn how to love yourself. You know, no matter what you have gone through, we have gone through it. You know, but we don't have to do it alone. The beauty about this program is that when you hear people sharing, you're identifying. Because when you're at home, you thought you were the only person that was going through what you're going through. Then you come to a meeting and you listen to other people who are going through the same thing as you are. So there is a connection through what you're going through. And you start thinking, wow, I'm not alone. And then after the meeting, you go to that person and you shake their hands. See how God works? Wow. I thought I was the only one. And I come here and I found out that everybody is feeling the same way. And guess what? The connection. Then we start talking to each other. We start sharing. We search phone numbers and then we start talking to them. And then you found out somebody. You found somebody who's listening to you. You know, my gift this year. My desire also this year is to become a better listener. A better listener. Because I don't listen good. You know, I understand today because I have a program and my wife doesn't have a program. And with all the respect to the ladies, sometimes they need to bend. They don't need a solution. They need to bend. They need to let go what they need to say. They're not asking you for your opinion. They're asking you for you to be there. You know? And now I understand, you know, when I said, okay, honey, you might be right. That's all. You know, that's all. But it takes a lot of strength to do that. It takes a lot of strength. You know, it takes a lot. You know, love doesn't come free. Love doesn't come easy. It's an art. And that art has to be developed if you want it. It's like if you want to be a carpenter or you learn a trade, you learn a profession, we have to go to school for that. It's the same thing this program is. We have to come. We have to work the steps. We have to be a service. We have to support our group. We have to support our conference. You know, we have concept. We have guarantees. We have traditions. We have a structure to follow. To follow. It's a structure. It's a foundation. You know, it's a foundation. And, you know, with all my respect, guess where the program came from? A lot of people say it was Bill's wife. No, it was Bill. Because the only thing that changes on the steps is we carry the message to others. And the alcoholics, it says, we carry the message to other alcoholics. It's the only thing that changes on the steps. Okay? So, and if you really want to find out about the roots, get deeper into the literature, and then you find out where this problem comes from. You know, get deep. Don't be afraid. You know, when you have a desire to know something, you go deeper, and then you come to the understanding of where this program is founded and where it came from. You know, we're not organized with any religion because we respect everybody's religion. We don't get in your religion, and you can practice whatever religion. But the beauty about this program is that in this program we all one. We all one. Nobody is better. Nobody is worse. We are equal. And this is where people get sanity. People come in there, unload their burdens, because in my home, they don't understand me. And when I come here, you understand me. When I come here, I can share. I can share. But, you know, I was talking to my sponsors and I said, you know what? Be careful. Don't go and unload at the meeting. Find a sponsor that you can talk to and a sponsor that you can trust, because this program, we build intimacy, we build trust, and that trust cannot be broken. It cannot be broken. But that's why you find a person that you can relate. You find a person that you can really, really trust. When my sponsors share with me, I'm like a tomb. Everything gets buried. Everything gets buried. It doesn't go beyond my lips. It doesn't. It should not. Because anonymity is more than what we say anonymity is. You know, it's way beyond. You know, you find people that you trust and you open your heart to, and then you go out of here feeling free, feeling yourself again. Wow. So it's all about love. It's all about love. And like I said, you freely receive, you freely give. And also says, you know, see that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come for you and countless others. Great events, great, countless others. Because, you know, sometimes you might be the only person, the that somebody is going to see through this program. Many people are not going to, maybe are not going to make it to the program because we carry the message, because it says on the 12th step, you know, we practice these principles in all our affairs, all of our affairs, inside here and outside. I don't work my program here, okay, and outside different. No, it doesn't go like that. It's out, you know, what I take here, I try to take it to my home, and then from my home to my job, and from my job to my business, and from my job to my relatives. You know, so we are windows of each other. When I see somebody who got what I want, I said, I want to be like that person. I want to be. Because we come here to get to share experience, to share hope, and you can do it. You can do it. We all can do it. We can do it. We can be different. You know, there's no politics, but, you know we're going through a change. We're going through a change. And it's coming to that time that if you have a job, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. You know, it's a blessing. And each one of us has that blessing in us. Each one of us. We can make the difference because we have a program. That only if I practice it, I can be the candle that is lighting. That is lighting. Today I'm welcome at home. Today I can go anywhere and I'm welcome and they don't close the doors on me. They don't tell me don't come back. You know, when I talk to my mom, now I feel her presence. And I went to visit her for the holidays. And guess what? When I left, I cried. I cried. Because you have shown me how to love. You have shown me how to appreciate. You have shown me how to be kind. You have shown me how to respect. You have shown me how to be the person that I want to be. You know, I said today, I'm not the person that I want to be yet, but thank God, I'm not the person who I used to be. I'm not the person that I used to be when I came in. I'm not. And that's what I still go to, a new level. A new person, a new attitude, a new behavior. It's a change. It's the change of attitude. I don't come here unhappy. I come here happy. Because you told me, Jose, if you work this program, you'll be the person that you thought you'll never be. I never dreamed. I wanted to die when I was a kid. Today, I don't want to die. There's thousands of people who are suffering, and I want to carry the message of love. Today, I know what love is. I thought, with my respect to the ladies, I thought that love was doing the wrong stuff, the wrong things. Today, that's not love. Today, love is sharing with one another from the heart, from the heart. Today, I have a heart, I have a spirit, I have a mind. And for that, I am grateful to you for allowing me to live one more day free, happy, and joyous. And I thank you from the bottom of my soul. And I hope when you go home during the day, open your windows and let the sun come in. and let the love of this program come in. I tell my friends, open the windows of your heart. If you let the Spirit come in, it's not going to hurt you. If anything else, you're going to feel better. And I thank you for allowing me to speak, for allowing me to stand in front of you. I love you. Thank you.
Hold on. I'm waiting for him to sit down so I can ask him to stand up again. Give Jose another hand. We have a few minutes left. Any newcomers want to share? Anybody want to share? Come on, I know you guys. Any burning desires? All right. Can you go?
Hi, my name is Willie.
Willie!
I'm a true Al-Anon. I couldn't be still and let you guys go. I thought, you know, and Jose, thanks, man. That was all right. I remember the last time I was at this mic, you know, everybody's talking about the program. Last month I took a cake and I stood here and shared with you that my 18-year-old son, who was out there rocking and rolling and doing all the things that he ain't supposed to do, had left home, had come, you know, had 2 days had told me he was going to leave, and I couldn't get it out. All I could do was say that and stand here and cry. But you see the difference today. I got a smile on my face and I'm standing straight. Why is that? Not because osmosis, but it's just like Jose said, I have to believe in this program, and I believe in this program, and this program is you. I mean, it's really all you. I mean, I can read all I want. I can talk all I want. But unless I come to meetings and hear what you have to say and do what you ask me to do, my life will be like Jose said. It would be stagnant. I wouldn't be standing in front of you tonight and saying that kid is still doing what he was doing a month ago. But I'm better. I'm better. Why? Because you guys have told me that let us continue to love you until you can love yourself. And I had to do that again. And because we here for a while don't mean we won't have bumps in the road. But when those bumps come, we know where to turn, because those are the same bumps that cause us to be able to ride that road in a little bit smoother way. And I am so internally grateful for each and every one of you in this room. Thank you for all of the birthday people. I guess, was it all guys tonight again? It was one girl. That's a girl. Okay. Two? Well, I have the same. I just can't see. Where's our leader who can't hear? Where'd he go? He even ran out of here. But I can't see, but he, you know, like John can't hear and I can't see. So the blind leads the blind, and I guess I use his ears and he'll use my eyes or something like that, whatever it is. But anyhow, I want to thank you guys for coming here, but I really wanted to share with you some of the good, because this program does work if we are willing to work it. Thank you for letting me share.
Want to do a short one, Mark? Are you coming up to share?
Yes, I would.
Make it quick, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Time's up.
Now, thank you, Jose. One of the things that Jose mentioned, hi, my name's Mark. You know, I came to Al-Anon about 18 years ago. It was the second meeting I was at. I was in resentment. What it was is I looked around, and all the women in there, they were wives of alcoholics. And I said, well, that pisses me off. That's not what I'm here for. Because I didn't have a wife that was an alcoholic. I didn't have anybody. But, you know, I'm looking at this room today, this beautiful room that we're in. And Jose mentioned it, the old-timers that came. And, you know, the guys, there's a myth going on about, you know, nothing outside of your hula hoop. That's bullshit. You know, I watch Jack running around here taking care of so many people outside of his hula hoop. I look at Ron. I look at Willie, you know, showing up week after week when his heart is broken. You know, inspiring guys like me, you know. And most of them, you look at them, they're sitting next to an alcoholic. My God, you know. That just is amazing me, and I just, because of a resentment of 18 years ago, I can carry that to this beautiful room. This room exists because of the dedication of a few men who came week after week. You ought to have seen what we had when we first came here. You know, it was nothing like this. This is grand. This is, the people of Lockney out of this church, this community, has opened their hearts to us. You know why? Because we are dedicated to the recovery and taking care of the friends and families of alcoholics. You know, the message is here. You know, every Thursday night, 110 guys or so gather, and once a month, 220 people show up, and we get the message, we get revitalized to take it out to the larger Al-Anon community. It's going on, folks, and it's because of a few people who dared to get outside of the hula hoop and keep coming back decade after decade. Thank you.
All right. Peter, you want to read the closing? Page
24.
23. I'm Peter. In closing, I'd like to say that the opinions expressed here were strictly those of the person who gave them. Take what you liked and leave the rest. The things you heard were spoken in confidence and should be treated as confidential. Keep them within the walls of this room and the confines of your mind. A few special words to those of you who haven't been with us long. Whatever your problems, there are those among us who have had them too. If you try to keep an open mind, you will find help. You will come to realize there is no situation too difficult to be bettered and no unhappiness too great to be lessened. We aren't perfect. The welcome we give you may not show the warmth we have in our hearts for you. After a while, you discover that though you may not like all of us, you love us in a very special way. The same way we already love you. Talk to each other, reason things out with someone else, but let there be no gossip or criticism of one another. Instead, let the understanding, love, and peace of the program grow in you one day at a time. Will all who care to join me in the closing prayer.
Just a quick announcement about cleanup. There's a big tear down on this meeting. Please be aware, we want to stack the chairs 12 high and make sure they're very straight. If they're not, they will collapse on the next people that use them. Also, if you stay around and chat, stay as long as you want, but please be aware when we're moving the chairs around, they're very heavy and the guys can't see very well. So be, as we've already heard. Please be aware they're moving these big stacks of chairs and they're very heavy and they might not see you. So be aware of that and help us break the meeting down. Thanks.
Huh? John, would you lead us in the Lord's Prayer?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Keep coming back. It works if you work it.